Reading from 8:24 to 28, and that's 24 on the board? It's 28 on the board, okay, good, thank you. So I'll just read the preceding verses, 24. This is Madhya Lila, chapter 8, talks between the Lord, Chaitanya and Ramananda Roy. It's a little advanced subject matter, but we'll just do our best. this text 24. Translation. When they embraced each other, ecstatic symptoms, paralysis, perspiration, tears, shivering, paleness, and standing up of the bodily hairs appeared. The word Krishna came from their mouths falteringly. When the stereotyped ritualistic Brahmins who were following the Vedic principles saw this ecstatic manifestation of love, they were struck with wonder. All these Brahmanas began to reflect as follows. So this is Lord Chaitanya meeting his devotee Ramananda Roy. And Ramananda Roy is a big governor. He's surrounded by Brahmins and associates and ministers. He's the lead personality. And this is the Gandaki, or Godavari. This is a meeting on the Godavari River. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has left Puri on his own. They've given him one servant to assist him. And he's wandering all over India, chanting Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hey, he has no madanga. He has no kartal. He's just dancing and chanting and traveling from Puri through so many places. Now he's come to the bank of the Godavari to meet Ramananda Roy, who is his eternal associate in the spiritual world when he's Krishna. So they know each other very well, and perhaps they're reuniting, but apparently in external world, this is their first meeting. So they're embracing, and the love they're feeling for each other is causing this sattvika bhavs, perspiration, tears, shivering, paleness, paralysis. They're stunned. You know, in the spiritual world, when they feel ecstasy, they embrace. The embrace lasts for 2 hours. They get lost. They forget everything. They have to be brought back to conscious awareness. When they have ecstatic kirtan like we had just now, it lasts for 5 days. They don't eat, they don't feel any hunger, they don't feel any thirst. This is the spiritual transcendental platform. So there are different symptoms. There's five different types of symptoms based on your relationship with Krishna. And one of them, five bhavas, is called sattvika bhav. And this is when the body reacts, you know. Just like when we have the kirtan, people automatically dance because it's so nice. So the body is reacting. The hands are coming. The body is dancing. This is a reaction. This is a reaction of emotion, of bhav, a feeling. You're feeling this is so wonderful. Therefore, we're dancing. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process of sankirtan. So here, this ecstasy is taking place. And the ritualistic Brahmins, they've never seen such a thing. They're concerned with punya, piety and karma and religion. And they chant hymns and maybe they use some instruments. But it's a more formal worship of the Lord. And so this love they're seeing between these two personalities has, they're struck with wonder. What is this? Never seen anything like this. They don't understand it. Similarly, the wives of the Brahmanas, when Krishna Balaram, he sent his friends, you go, there's some Brahmins near here, you go and beg some prasadam from them. We're very hungry. So they went to the Brahmanas, and the Brahmanas said, no, go away, we're too busy worshipping the Lord. But they said, Krishna's? He said, no. So they went back to Krishna Balaram. Krishna Balaram said, you go to their wives. So the wives had natural love for Krishna. Whereas the Brahmanas, they were confused. They were scared of Kamsa. They were scared to give prasadam to Krishna. They were attached to their dry ritualistic performances. And they rejected the simple request of the Supreme Personality of Godhead for some little prasadam for him and his friends. But the wives, they were on a much higher platform. Krishna Balaram, they've been waiting to see them for years. Finally, they get a chance to do some seva. So they give all the prasadam to the boys and they were all get Krishna's mercy. They were all in ecstasy. And then the Brahmins thought, we are so stupid. What have we done? You know, we're so attached to this rituals and karma. We couldn't recognize the Lord when he came personally. So this is, one theme of the Shastra that you'll see repeated in Bhagavatam and Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, this theme that if we're attached to mundane religion, dharma, artha, karma, moksha, then we miss out on this Krishna consciousness. I know in some places in India, I heard in Nepal they're very attached to karmakanda and rituals and ceremonies. And when they see the devotees coming, Hare Krishna chanting with madanga or kartal, they don't understand it. Even Maharaj Prataprudra, he was a king of Orissa. He'd seen so many kirtans, Jagannath's temple he's attending daily. He'd seen so many kirtans. But when he came on the balcony and he saw the kirtan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, he was completely astonished. I have never seen such Prem Sankirtan. He said, I've never seen such kirtan. And he was with somebody, I can't remember who, and they said, this is Prema Sankirtan. This is not on the platform of religiosity, that I'm doing this because I want to good karma, I want to go to heavenly planet, I want liberation. Nadhanam, Najanam, Nasundaram. I don't want a freedom from material suffering. No. I don't care. Janmani Janmanishwari. I don't care if I come back life after life. I don't care about this suffering. As long as I want get love for Krishna. This is what we want. Prema Dhan, the treasure of love. So we're not interested in anything. Dharma. We're not interested in religiosity, in good karma, bad karma. We don't care about our bad karma or good karma. Anyone can come and take to this transcendental path of Krishna consciousness. Because the goal of all religion, premata, prema pumato puman. What is that? Prema pumato, mahan. Bhagavatam says this is the fifth goal of life. The fifth goal. There's four goals of life, right? Dharma, artha, karma, moksha. So if we do this prema, bhakti, this bhakti sadhana, then dharma, artha, karma, moksha is already taken care of. We don't even have to worry about it. We spend our whole time thinking of worrying this body, my family, my money, my bank balance, my next life. Just do prema bhakti. Just do sadhana bhakti. Just do harinam. Then Krishna takes care of everything. You don't need to worry about anything. This is the first qualification of the devotee. What is that? Sudrita Nishchai Krishna, Sudrita Vishvas, Shraddha Shabde, Vishvasa Kore. Very important. Krishna consciousness means to have firm faith that Krishna, what is it? English, sorry. Performing bhakti, then all subsidiary duties are performed. Yes, this is the point. Sometimes devotees get worried. Oh, maybe I'll get some bad karma, or maybe I have to do some. No. You simply do bhakti And all your duties, sarvadharma, paricca, jamamika, they're all sorted out. Nrinam, pitrinam, kinkaro, nirajan. Your debts to the demigods, your debts to the forefathers, your debts to your family, your debts to everyone in this world. Prabhupada said, oh, you've read some literature, you've been educated by teachers, you have a debt. If you've enjoyed some literature or some music, you enjoyed some music, you have a debt to those people because they gave you pleasure. Right? So there's all these karmas and dharmas. Sometimes you go to Vrindavan, they say, today is this day, and if you feed crows and, you know, do some, and some devotees get obsessed with it. This is all karmakanda, but some mixture of transcendence is there because it's Vrindavan. We don't reject everything. That's not what I'm saying. But keep the goal in mind. Yeah? Like yesterday was Makara Sankranti. So some people are celebrating and doing things and having some, maybe a fire sacrifice, all that. So, Kejit Kevalya Bhaktya. All these things are nice. They help to reduce sinful activity. They help to purify the consciousness, but it doesn't, it's not a permanent solution. Material world is so heavy, so dangerous. You do punya one life, one day you'll do some pap, you'll do some sin. It's always danger is there. Samasrita ye padapala vaplavam mahatpadam punya. The only safe place is the lotus feet of the killer of Mura demon, Krishna Murari. Param padam padam. Every step is very dangerous. Very dangerous. So we have to take shelter of Krishna, just like Niskinchana Chaitanya was making this very strong point. Is it yesterday? No, the day before. Never trust your mind. Always take shelter of Krishna. Says the yogi who lets his mind start to wander, the mind will kill him. So we have to always be careful that we're doing the best thing. Sarvadharma Paricharya. Just this Hare Krishna mantra. What is that verse? Nam Namakari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis. Everything is there. Sarva Shakti. Everything is there in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. All the hymns of the Vedas, all the Karmakanda, Gyanakanda, everything is there in the Maha Mantra. All savo, raso vaisva, all mellows, all sweetness is there. Madhuram, madhuram, etan mangalam, mangalananam, sakalai, sakali nirgabali, chitsvaram. Anyway, I'm a bit rusty on these verses. So all sweetness, all auspiciousness is there in this. Prabhupada talks about the hymns of the Vedas at the beginning of creation. He said of all the hymns in the Vedas, the most important is this. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Because it's Kali Yuga, what will you do? What will you do? Some yoga, some tapa, Vedeshu, Yagyesu, Tapasu, Chaiva, Dhaneshu, Yadpunya, Palam, Pridistam, Atyeti, Tatsava, Midam, Viditva, Yogi, Param, Stanam, Upaiti, Charam, Chajam. Where's this verse? Last verse of the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Fifth. Eighth. Sorry. Studying the Vedas, performing penance, giving charity, philosophical speculation, yajnas. The devotee gets the result of all of these by performing his bhakti. He's not deprived. Don't think you'll be deprived of any happiness if you don't do all these things. Kick them all out. Just worship the lotus feet of Krishna. This is the acharyas. This is the teaching. Okay, sorry. Text 26. Eta sanyasira teja deki brahma sama shudre alingya kene karena krandana. So the brahmanas are reflecting. The brahmanas thought, we can see that this sanyasi has a luster like the effulgence of Brahman. But how is it he is crying upon embracing a Shudra, a member of the four caste in the social order? This is my friend Andrew. He used to run a health food shop in Radlett. So he's been to the temple many times, but this is his first morning program. Sorry to embarrass you. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi. He's very beautifully attractive, golden luster. His effulgence is so powerful. And they're wondering, how is he embracing a Shudra? Because although Ramananda Roy is a very elevated governor, he's actually still a Shudra, working class category. So they're a bit confused because they're very much attached to all these dharmas. You're a Brahmin, I am a Kshatriya, like this. So Vedic society is very incredible. It has great benefits. You can tell someone by the way they're dressed. Just like in England, if you look at the old-fashioned black and white, the football match, all the posh men have hard hat, like top hat or bowler hat, and then the working class men have flat cap. And when they score the goal, they all throw their hats. So they could tell, this is a lord, this is a lawyer, this is a bricklayer, like that. So in Vedic culture, it's like you can tell who is a doctor, who is astrologer, who is Brahmin, you know, like that. Just by the way they dress, by the way they have their dhoti, there's all different things like that. So anyway, they're very much, they're seeing like this. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is on the spiritual platform. He just sees the spirit soul. Pandita Samadarshina. Just see the spirit soul. Don't judge anyone. See, like somebody has some faults, some devotee, he's set in a different way. So after some years, he'll become purified and better. So don't judge him. Let him change and flexible. Don't judge yourself always. You have to be flexible. Gradually come to the spiritual platform. It's a long journey. Okay, today's verse, we can all repeat. Is that 27? No, sorry, one more. They thought, this Ramanan Roy is the governor of Madras, a highly learned and grave person, a Mahapandit. But upon touching this sannyasi, he has become like a madman. Do you think we look pretty crazy, innit? Now you know why I'm so crazy. Because we do this every morning. Okay, text 28. Translation. While the Brahmanas were thinking in this way about the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw those outsiders and restrained his transcendental emotions. Purport. Ramananda Roy was intimately related to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, he can be accepted as Sajatiya, a person within the intimate circle of the Lord. The Brahmanas, however, were followers of the Vedic rituals and were not able to have an intimate connection with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Consequently, they are called Vijatiya Loka. In other words, they were not pure devotees. One may be a highly learned Brahmana, but if he is not a pure devotee, he is a Vijatiya, an outcast, one outside devotional service. In other words, a non-devotee. Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy were embracing in ecstasy, the Lord restrained his transcendental emotions upon seeing the outsider Brahmanas. E mata vipragana bhave mane mana vijatiya loka deki prabhu koile samvarana. Samvaran. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyanandana Shalakaya Chaksusun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadham Ayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sridupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Cha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindo Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostite Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kaupa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sajatiya, this is an important principle in Krishna consciousness, and we see we need friends, you know, we need associates, we can't be alone in Krishna consciousness, we need the devotees. So, we should always have at least one or two or three good friends in Krishna consciousness to encourage each other, to reveal our mind in confidence, to give gifts and share affectionate exchanges, and to help us, you know, encourage us when things go wrong or things get difficult. So, but on a higher level, this sajatiya means that you associate with people who are very interested in the same type of Krishna consciousness, you know. We see this is a principle. Birds of a feather flock together, it's English saying. So you'll be naturally drawn. Krishna will arrange your guru, your friends, and this in the beginning and the end of your spiritual life, or never ends, but should have this sajati. Associate with those people who are on the same level as you, and try to get association of those more advanced. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's withdrawing his emotions. This is a very important feature. At the end of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, he goes into these very ecstatic transformations. And sometimes he's running into the ocean in Puri, and he's lying on the floor and all these things. So he does this with Sarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy. But when Bhavananda Puri Maharaj and Paramananda Puri come, then he changes and becomes more formal or more external. And he doesn't exhibit these internal emotions in front of different people. He restrains them. So they're restraining them because these brahmanas aren't pure devotees. There's a verse in the 11th canto, very famous verse, evam bratas va priya nama kirtya jatanu roga drita chite uchai sochito rotiti roti gayati unmada brannuchiti loka bayaha. Same word here is used. Vichataya loka, outsiders. So sometimes we have to keep confidential. We cannot speak. One of the offenses against the holy name is to sing the glories of the holy name, speak of them in front of people who have no faith. So you have to be very careful when preaching. We don't talk about Krishna's pastimes, really, to outsiders. We talk Vedic philosophy, aham brahmasmi. We are spirit soul, Bhagavad Gita. We have to take care. But this verse in the Bhagavatam, which is a very famous verse, important verse, says that one who has become accustomed to chanting the holy name of Krishna, he sometimes develops symptoms of ecstasy, not caring for outsiders. So this is a contradiction, yeah? So there's time and circumstance. So we shouldn't be too crazy in public. But sometimes when the Harinam is so blissful, we're just dancing, so they can appreciate, they can understand. It's music and dance, so it's not too esoteric for them to appreciate. Lokabayaha. But we have to take care. We have to take care how we speak to people. Don't that, oh, Krishna has all these incarnations, he turns into a hog and he lifts a mountain and there's eagles flying out of space and they lay their eggs and the Ganges, you can go there if you've gone, you know. We have to be careful. Because people are too sentimental. Even devotees are sometimes too sentimental. We have to have Shastra Chaksu. What is that? Jnana. We have to present things on a philosophical basis always. And this was Srila Prabhupada's example. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada didn't talk very much about Krishna's pastimes and all this. He stuck to this principle of explaining the tattva. The tattva. Andrew has to go. It's great to see. Thank you for coming. Hare Krishna. Stick to the tattva. So you've got to know the tattva. Know the tattva. Yourself. And from then you can build. Everything else will come. Know Bhagavad Gita inside out. Know the Bhagavatam. Know what the message is. Silas isn't here yesterday, but today. But I wanted him to ask his same question that he asked the other day. So we have to be strong, but careful. Philosophical. We have to be philosophically connected. If we get carried away with our sentiment, then anything can happen. Oh, we can do this because he's such a great devotee, it doesn't matter. No, we have to go back to the Shastra and the philosophy and the tradition and the culture. And this is our basis. And from this strong base, Aham Brahmasmi, Sarva Kalva Idam Brahman, then everything else can come. All the rasa, all the lila, all the sweetness. This is very important. So be patient, purify your intelligence by studying the philosophy, and then gradually you can understand the highest shastra, Chaitanya Charitamrita, nectar of devotion. Gradually, gradually, gradually. And do some seva. By serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one becomes more and more qualified to understand what is Krishna, what is Vrindavan, what is this bhav, what is this ecstatic love. Don't take it as a ritual, Krishna consciousness. It's something completely transcendental, completely beyond the material platform or the mundane religious platform. Okay, Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. If there's any questions or points, pray Manava.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
So you were saying that we shouldn't explain, preach esoteric subject matters. But then we can see that the Prabhupada wanted us to distribute a Krishna book, which is very esoteric, Srimad Bhagavatam, and also the CC. How can we understand this?
How do we answer that then? There's no harm in when people reading the subject matter, because Prabhupada's presented it so nicely. Krishna book is presented so nicely. There's so much philosophy in Krishna book. And people should be educated. In Hungary, they're distributing Brihad Bhagavatamrita, first volume, actually. So yes, the books are out there. You can read them. But these people, they can't even read one verse of Bhagavad Gita. People look at it, they can hardly read it. I've met thousands of people. I tried to read the Bhagavad Gita. So if they can actually read it, that means they're qualified to, somewhat. Initial purification has happened. That's Sutapa Govinda, you can say something about this. What do you think? We say don't preach the glories of the holy name to the faceless, yet we're giving people Krishna book, and in the Krishna book it says Krishna lifted a mountain. Would this disturb them? How can we say? What can we say?
I think you answered it. That's how I would approach it, that Prabhupada's books are giving the tattva. So Prabhupada has expertly written it in such a way that he's giving Bhagavad Gita in the Krishna book as well, intertwined with the philosophy, so it kind of is more digestible.
Yeah. Govinda, anything?
Just on that, on the marathon, I did meet someone who he had read up to the 70th chapter of the Krishna book, and he knew a lot of the stories, and he was loving it.
Far out.
In the Gaudiya Mat, the standards were slightly different. This chapter
wouldn't be read.
Wasn't allowed. There were certain chapters not allowed, and this was one of them not allowed.
Yeah.
And when there was pravachans and for public, even Krishna's childhood pastimes were not spoken.
Not allowed.
But then there were certain persons considered qualified. They were reading stuff that even we don't read.
Yeah.
The Japanese literature. So anyway, what do I think? Okay, so the two things are there. Back to Nandasaraswati said, you're not qualified to hear this, but if I don't speak it, you'll become impersonalist.
Mm.
There's a tension there, and we should keep that tension in our own sadhana, which is like, I want this, this is my goal, but I'm not qualified, and we should keep two at the same time. If you drop either one, you're in trouble.
Prayojan Prabhu, you wanted to say something? Thank you, Govinda. That was a brilliant point about the history.
It's about Gaudrum. He meets many people on his circuit with going to different houses. And he met an elderly gentleman. And for some, I'm not sure how it came about, but he got the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And I think he took the whole set. And Gaudrum started to form a relationship with him because he kept asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
And he was absorbed in it. And he became completely, you could say, attracted to what was happening. And though we're talking in general terms, we've got to be careful. But this particular person, you know, when Gaudrum, he meets all sorts of people. And somehow these unusual circumstances happen. And now he's keeping up a relationship with this elderly gentleman with the questions and answers. And so it's an unpredictable thing, because when they go on Sankirtan, it says don't become attached to the results of your activities. Because Krishna is the person that's given the book, ultimately. They either accept or they don't. So it's an interesting aspect to it.
Yeah, it's an individual dynamic.
Yeah.
But the relationship with the soul and the super soul,
yeah.
You could say.
Yeah.
Very good. Very yeah. good point. Don't be attached. But the other point I just thought of is that we have to know these things. We're the devotees after all. So we have to qualify ourselves more and more and more and more and more to understand the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's not that you should shy away from these subjects all your spiritual life. No, at some point you have to go into it deeper and deeper and deeper. This is the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You got, you know, Ayinanda Tanuja Kinkaram, Nayanam Galadashu. When will I feel bliss? The second canto of Bhagavatam. If you chant Hare Krishna and your heart, you don't feel any love, then your heart is framed like steel. It's a rock hard stone. So everyone in the material world, their heart is like stone. Because they've been in suffering for millions of lifetimes. So this Krishna consciousness melts the heart. So we should see our heart is melting. And when our heart melts, then we'll understand what is Hare Krishna.
Just on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the author says, the Rasika Bhaktas will understand this and the others will not. So it's written in such a way that just you can't get into it unless you are a devotee. So it's kind of all bases covered.
Yeah, this is the essential point, is that the Vedas, they are, Krishna says to Uddhava that these Vedas are written in indirect language, and that indirect language pleases me. So scholars, they also read Chaitanya Charitamrita and Gaudiya Vaishnav literature, but they make no attempt to become devotees or fix their mind on Krishna. And therefore, what's apparent is not revealed to them. It's hidden. Krishna says, iti guyatamam shastram. This is the most confidential secret of all the Vedas. Sankirtan Priya Prabhu. This is the most confidential secret of all the Vedas. So, we have to bear that in mind also. It's all there for us, and we just have to qualify ourselves by bhakti, especially the chanting and hearing. And more, the esoteric nature. What does Krishna say? Evam buddhi param buddha. Dadami buddhi. Krishna will give you the how to understand this thing. How to understand it. It's a very serious thing, very esoteric thing, incredible. You'll never get over how wonderful it is. After 50 years, 100 years, 1,000 lifetimes, you'll still think, this is amazing, ever fresh. What this Krishna consciousness really is. Prabhu. Sutta Prabhu? He wants to.
Just on that small point on that, I was thinking that giving out the Krishna book like that also reminds us that the movement is meant for doing other activities along with book distribution. Because if the movement was just distributing the Krishna book and not doing anything else, it may become a problem, or an imbalance, but, you know, holding retreats, sanghas, you know, temples, giving people association of devotees along with distributing the Krishna book then works as a combination. So I think it's also that we're not only just distributing a book, we're doing a bunch of other activities that are going to help those individuals.
Srila Prabhupada said the goal of ISKCON is to enter the Rasleela. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he says, Krishna's Leela is our property. Not the property of the sahajas and those who take it cheaply. It belongs to us. This is our line. This is our culture. This is our goal. So we have to, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift. This is his teachings. And we have to very, very go into it more and more. Don't neglect it. It's available for everyone. And this is the purpose of studying Chaitanya Charitamrita. Okay. Prabhu.
Thank you. Yes. Krishna Kirtan. Thank you, Prabhu, for presenting your reflections nicely. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his internal display of love to Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy. Swarup Damodar, I can understand because he's done so much service, his secretary. Ramananda Roy, they kind of just met. So this principle of Sujatiya, like-mindedness, what was Ramananda Prabhu's kind of past? Why was he so qualified? Not from the eternal realm, I understand that, but like, why was he so advanced? And then how did it come about? And then if you could correlate that to us, like, do we pray to the Lord for such close, like-minded friendships, or do we just carry on and then it will just happen?
Oh, okay. I do not know Ramananda Roy's history of his birth. I think he has some connection to Bengal and somebody, I can't remember. But externally, it's not really given so much. You can research it. But he's known to be a great Vaishnava. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, when he meets Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, oh, you must go and hear Raman from Ramananda Roy. You must meet with him. So internally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates are all there, all around. Some of them are around India, some of them in South India. And Mahaprabhu is collecting them and meeting them and sending some to Vrindavan, sending some to be with him in Puri for his pastimes. So he's meeting Ramananda Roy and he says, you give up this government job and come to Puri to be my secretary. So he's just an advanced Vaishnava. We don't know. He's Nitya Siddha anyway. And then the other point is, we don't aspire to have an intimate relationship with Krishna. We aspire to follow the servants of Krishna. Gopi Vatapada Kamalaya Dasana Dasana Das. So this Samud is that we don't aspire to have intimacy with Krishna, friendship with Krishna. We feel ourselves unqualified. We feel that we're separated from Krishna. And we approach Krishna always through service and the service of his servants. Oh no. Yes. Oh yeah, very good. I understand. Yeah. So we have to aspire for all of these things and pray for them at every moment. Yeah. We have to desire. First desire. And then Krishna will arrange everything for you. It's not that you're going to think and feel and will these things as you become more and more purified, and you'll want more advanced association, good association, and good relationships with devotees. So we should always aspire for them, pray for them, pray to Krishna for them. Yes, very good. Thank you very much. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai.